For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Kentucky lawmakers return to Frankfort February 5th to consider a host of bills ranging from tax reform to the death penalty. We have Governor Steve Beshear on the phone to talk about what he hopes to see come out of the 30-day session. Thank you, Governor, for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Lisa.
Well, tough question first. If just one thing had to get done this session, what do you think it should be?
Well, that is a tough question because we've got several things that need to get done. I can narrow it down some. I'm not sure I can name just one. We must take action in the pension area this year. I say this year because it's a tough issue and it may take us some time to work it out. We've got a big unfunded liability that we need to address. We've got a proposal for changing the way the pension works for future hires. We've got to figure out how to pay for it. Part of the recommendation is for us to fund what they call the ARC fully. That's the actuarially required contribution. That's what it stands for, that employers put in. And for years and years, the legislature and governors weren't funding that full ARC. They weren't putting in as much money as the actuary said they should to keep the pension fully funded. And so that's part of the reason that it has fallen on hard times. Obviously, another reason is that we've just gone through the worst recession of our lifetimes, and the investments didn't measure up to what you had projected they would. So it's going to take money to start funding that full ARC again. And that brings you to the tax reform area, which is the other major issue that has to be addressed, and I think has to be addressed in connection with the pension issue, because we've got to come up with some money to fund the pensions.
You've asked legislative leaders to hold off on redistricting until next year because of more pressing issues, like you just mentioned, pension and tax reform. And I know both leaders of the House and Senate have been noncommittal. Have there been any talks to resolve this one way or the other?
Well, the reason that I requested that they put it off, and I didn't really ask them to put it off until 2014. We could certainly address it later this year in a special session if need be. But redistricting is always a very emotional, controversial process. I'm just very concerned that if you dump that issue on top of the pension issue and tax reform issues and other things, we may not get anything done. I don't know for sure yet where that is heading. We'll see as they come back in February.
Months ago, Governor, you issued an executive order setting up a health insurance exchange under the Federal Affordable Care Act. There are some bills in the General Assembly circulating now that would mandate legislative approval to set up the exchange and to expand Medicaid. Can you act alone in this?
Well, I have the authority to set up the exchange, and that's what I've done by executive order, and we are moving ahead. We're going to be ready come January 1 of 2014 to have it up and running and meet all of our deadlines and comply with the law. I don't really anticipate that the legislature will pass anything that will try to prohibit me from doing that. The law is the law. It requires Kentucky to have an exchange. And really the only question is, are we going to do our own exchange or are we going to let the federal government come in and do the exchange? That's what's happening in some other states that have just refused to get on with things. And now the federal government's coming in and setting up their exchange for them.
One of the bills that's filed this session that's been getting a lot of talk is legalizing industrial hemp. The Kentucky Chamber recently came on board supporting the crop. You have expressed concern in the past from a law enforcement standpoint. Do you still have the same concerns?
Well, you know, industrial hemp used to be grown in Kentucky years and years and years ago, and there was a market for it. I think they made rope and a lot of other things out of it. There is a push to, once again, I guess you would call it legalize it, although there's a federal law that prohibits us from growing it. So until the federal law changes, it doesn't really matter what the legislature here passes or doesn't pass. But having said that, you know, from a crop standpoint, if you can find a market for it, and, you know, there hadn't been much talk about that. I don't know if there are markets out there for this stuff or not, that would be fine from a theoretical standpoint. But the hesitation that a lot of people have, including me, is the hesitation because of law enforcement and their concerns about, you know, this looks so much like marijuana, and they are very concerned about the effect it'll have on their enforcement efforts on marijuana. And goodness knows we've got an epidemic of drug abuse in this state, prescription drug abuse and hard drugs and everything else. And I don't want us to do anything that makes that problem worse.
Mm-hmm. Now, proponents say growers would have to get an annual license and go through background checks and such. With that in mind, could you get behind it?
Well, certainly they're working on those kind of things, and I think our state police and other law enforcement officials are looking at that and studying that. It's a tough deal to enforce these laws, and, you know, I'm going to make sure that they're satisfied before I'd be willing to support anything.
Okay. And just lastly, where does an amendment to expand gambling stand for this session?
Well, you know, we've made several efforts on that, and it's become fairly clear that the type of amendment that would have the best chance of passing would be what you would call a clean amendment, which basically just says, you know, are you in favor of authorizing expanded gaming in the Commonwealth and maybe have a limitation on the number of locations? But in the past, we have had legislation that would tie it to the racetracks and assure racetracks that they would have the casinos. And there's just not enough support for that in the legislature right now. There's a lot of opposition to guaranteeing our tracks, you know, a monopoly. And so another approach, which I could support, would be to just put a simple amendment on there, and once it passes, the legislature is going to have to come in and pass legislation to create whatever we do, create the number of licenses and a process for who gets the licenses, and obviously we can protect our tracks at that point in a number of ways. And so, you know, I've been trying to see if I could get support for that. There's a lot more support in the legislature, but now many of the tracks are saying that they're against that because it doesn't guarantee them a casino. And I love the horse industry, but it's hard to get them together sometimes. So we'll see if there's enough support to get it going. You know, I'm a big supporter of the horse industry, and I'm going to make sure that nothing happens that's going to put them out of business. Great day, that's one of our signature industries. But we do need this expanded gaming. We need the revenue from it. The horse industry does, and the state does.
All right. Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.